It's a Tuesday afternoon, time for our weekly update from the folks at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council based in Warren, Minnesota. We're joined by Mo Regalado. She's the promotion specialist for the Arts Council. Good afternoon, Mo.
Well, good afternoon, Ron. How are you today?
So far, so good. You're a busy person as always. We'll dive right into our list of things to chat about today. There's a new exhibit opening up at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery and Gift Shop in downtown East Grand Forks. Tell us all about that.
There sure is. You've actually had him on as a guest before. It's Bo Bakken of Hallock. And he has a new thing going on. It's called Snapshots in Time. Mm-hmm. And, of course, as you mentioned, it's in our exhibit in our gallery. It runs through July, and there will be an artist reception on Saturday, July 16th from 1 to 5 p.m. during the Grand Cities Art and Wine Walk. And then thanks to everybody who showed up for Joe Wavra, who was our most recent artist out there. Had a very good reception, and he sold some of his pieces there. So if you're an artist in our listening area and you want to be a part of the exhibit at Riverwalk Artist Gallery in East Grand Forks, go ahead and give us a call, 218-745-9111, and hopefully we'll have a spot for you.
Okay, 745-9111, area code 218. Very good. Item two, Art on the Road.
The Traveling Art Exhibit, which takes 15 pieces from our spring art show, has moved to Hallock, and it'll be there until August 3rd. And then, of course, the next stop will be the Thief River Falls Public Library. If you didn't get a chance to get out and see the art show, which was up in Rosa this year, so you can go see some of the best artwork that's happening with your local artists.
And Therese Jacobson of the Arts Council told me on air that there's about, 15 to 20 pieces on display?
There are, yeah. It's pretty amazing. You know, we've got people from, we've got Alberta Johnson of Thief River Falls, Alicia Steele of Carlstead, Anne Novacek of Greenbush. We've got Janet Johnson from Malung, Judy Flarsky from Stephen. We've got Margaret Ealing from Red Lake Falls, and then we have students. We have Brianna Prunetta from Climax, where she's from the Climax Shelley School District, Jessica Lynn Ross from the Fisher School District, Kylie McFadden from Marshall County, and then we have a couple students from Crookston who are also displaying their artwork. So it's a really good pool from the entire area.
All right, very good. And again, that will be coming up in Thief River, and according to my schedule here now, the exhibit is in Hallock, Minnesota. It runs there from June 28th until August 3rd. In Thief River from August 3rd till September 14th. The Red Lake Falls Public Library, September 14th until October 12th. And the library in Warren from October 12th until November 30th. So a good chance to see that fine artwork from the spring art exhibit that was held this year in Roseau, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. All right, one of my favorite movies of all time, Mary Poppins, is coming to the stage. When and where?
World Summer Theater. They'll be producing Mary Poppins. It'll be at the Warroad High School Mini Theater July 6th through July 10th, and then July 13th through the 17th. Now, all shows are at 7 with the exception of Sunday. Those will be matinees, and those are at 2. And, oh my word, I just absolutely love all of the theater that's going on up in Northwest Minnesota right now. I mean, it's like the whole area comes alive. It's like they've come out of hibernation, and now all of these things are happening, and it's just absolutely fantastic.
And speaking of that, in Middle River, they're having a youth production too, aren't they?
They are, and I think this is great. It's called The Lady Pirates of Captain Bree, and it's a youth production, so got a lot of kids from the local community that got involved. Tickets can be picked up at Young's General Store, which, of course, is an experience all in itself. Showtimes are at 7, and it'll be at the Ye Old Depot Theater right there in Middle River.
And speaking of theater work, coming up in Thief River, they're performing another wonderful play. And the last time they did their work, it was called Into the Woods. What's coming up in mid-July in Thief River?
It's Over the River and Through the Woods.
Oh, more woods. Okay, all right.
It's July 18th. Through the 23rd, and if you didn't get an opportunity to see some of the amazing costumes that Jane Anderson and her troupe put together for Into the Woods, just head on over to their Facebook page or to their website. I believe it's trsx.org. Wow, I'm absolutely stunned by the level of artistry that these small arts organizations can put together, and it's all because They get help from the Arts Council, but it's also because we have people that are truly interested in the arts in the area.
I'm glad you made that point, because when I talk to folks on the air, they all emphasize that very important fact that the Arts Council, without them, they couldn't do what they do. And that's a very important point to highlight here. The Northwest Minnesota Arts Council serves Northwest Minnesota in so many, many ways. So recapping again, the exhibit at the East Grand Forks Gallery of the Arts Council is featuring Bo Bakken, and he'll be highlighted on July 16th during the Art and Wine Walk. The traveling art exhibit now on display coming up very soon in Hallock. As a matter of fact, it opens up today in Hallock and runs until August 3rd. Summer Theater in Warroad, Middle River, and Thief River as well. Thank you so much again. And to find out more about this wonderful entity known as the Arts Council, what can folks do?
They can head on over to our website, which is www.northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org, or they can find us on Facebook. Just look for Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, and we post up events. We post up stuff that we find from other people's pages, especially all of our arts organizations. If we have artists that have something interesting going on, we try to share that information socially as much as possible.
Indeed. Mo Regalado, Promotion Specialist with the Arts Council. Our update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council every Tuesday just after 3, right here on Pioneer 90.1.